Hello, everyone, to Stepping Up in Step 11. I'm Judy Kay, a very grateful compulsive eater. Hi, everybody. What I want to start off is reading Step 11. We've heard it a million times, but what we're going to talk about today is going deeper with Step 11. How do we really get close to our higher power? It's a very abstract concept, and that's been my journey. I have 13 years and 4 months on maintenance, back-to-back abstinence. Thank you. I've released 34 pounds, and the miracle is I've kept it off. I love this program. And so my journey since I've been in maintenance is, how do I keep this? And for me, it's all about step 11. So here it is. And just take a deep breath and close your eyes and listen to it like you've never heard it before. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. Praying only for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. So, what does it mean to step up in step 11? For me, when I started the program, I didn't realize it because it was subconscious. I had this big empty hole inside of me. And every time I would feel something or that low self-esteem, I would reach for the food. Well, after surrendering the food and being abstinent, I still had a little bit of that hole inside. But now what I wanted to do was fill that hole up with good things. And for me, that was my higher power, who I call God. But God to me is all the great qualities, the highest part of being a human being. It's love, it's joy, it's fun. It's service, it's giving to others. I wanted to fill that hole up. And so that would make me sure that I would not reach for that compulsive bite. So I started looking around, and the big book tells us that we can look in all kinds of places for step 11. Some of us have our religion, some of us look to the sunshine, and it's whatever is greater than ourselves. It doesn't really matter what your higher power is. It's how do you connect with that? And I looked in the literature. Also for my higher power, there's so many things. But how was I going to really feel it? You know, you look through literature, you look, there are a lot of books that are written, and it's all intellectual. I wanted to get it from my head to my heart. I'm going to start by reading some of the things that we have. And if you don't have a handout, they're in the back. But our books tell us a lot about step 11. Right in the 12 and 12, the last paragraph says, "Perhaps one of the greatest rewards of meditation and prayer is the sense of belonging that comes to us. We no longer live in a completely hostile world. We are no longer lost and frightened and purposeless. The moment we catch even a glimpse of God's will, the moment we begin to see truth, justice, and love as the real and eternal things in life, we are no longer deeply disturbed by all the seeming evidence to the contrary that surrounds us in purely human affairs. We know that God lovingly watches over us. We know that when we turn to Him, her, or whatever your concept is, all will be well with us here and hereafter." So I want to start by asking you, how many have actually had the feeling, the experience within of your higher power? All right, a lot of people. How many people have never felt that? And it's okay to raise your hand. How many people feel it maybe once in a while, but they just want to feel it a lot more? All right, good. So if you, this is for all of you today. Hopefully by the time you leave, you'll have some techniques that I just call them adding to my spiritual toolbox. I feel like in program, I have this big black spiritual toolbox. We have our seven tools. We have the 12 steps. And I'm just going to add some things I've found that have helped me. The first thing that I'm going to talk to is on this sheet. It's called Pause and the Possibility of Love. The book, the big book tells us about the pause, the magical pause. And for me, that's in the course of the day, in the crazy, frantic days that we have, if I stop for 1 minute, take a breath, and just close my eyes and say, God, come into me, or what's the answer here? That's the pause. The thing that I've added to it that I learned this year is to add the question, what is the possibility of love? That's why I call it pause and possibility of love. I'm going to tell you a little bit, a story about my sister and the healing we had this year. My sister has been, our relationship has been a real challenge through our lives. We're just totally opposites. And every time we talk, we just don't seem to get anywhere. I've tried to make amends to her. It just doesn't seem to work. So I prayed to my higher power and I said, somewhere, I just want to get to that love of two sisters just loving each other and get rid of all this personality stuff. It just doesn't matter. So I said, okay, higher power, I want the possibility of love. And I prayed about it, and I called her up. I was really nervous. You know, I had to talk to myself. All right, Judy, don't get caught by the usual stuff. And I said to her on the phone, I said, I really want to talk to you about what happened recently. We always have something, but it was a recent thing. And I said, I want you to vent all your feelings. Tell me your side of the street, and all I'm going to do is listen. There's going to be no judgment, no criticism. I just want to hear what's going on with you. And then I would really love it if we could get to that place of love as two sisters. Boy, was that conversation powerful. Because in that conversation, what I learned is how she had so misinterpreted my reactions. She thought I was making fun of her. And I thought I was detaching with love when she was very emotionally upset. In that conversation, I was able to say to her, what do you need from me? How can I react when you get very emotional? And this still brings tears to my eyes. What she said to me is, just say to me, I don't understand what's going on. How easy is that, right? I don't understand what's going on. And after that conversation, I really feel we got to, you know, there are all these layers, right? But that love place is really where God resides. So we're going to do just a little meditation right now. And what I want you to do, we're going to start with three breaths. I want you to think of a relationship where you've tried to make amends, you're having trouble making amends. If there's no relationship left like that because you've been in recovery for so long, just even think of your relationship with your higher power. And then in your mind, I just want you to say in that place, what is the possibility of love here? And then just relax and let your higher power give you a message. All right? So everyone relax, put your things on the floor. Get in a comfortable position. All right, and we're going to start. Take a deep breath in and out. And then in again and out. And in again and out. And now go with your higher power. Coming back, Just slowly open your eyes if you want to jot down some notes. And then I want you to share with someone. You don't have to share, but if you feel comfortable, share with one partner what you learned from that, if any new insights came up. For people that just came in, we're just sharing on the possibility of love in a relationship that's been challenging for us. Make sure you're sharing with someone or at least listening. Make sure the second person is getting a chance. Coming back, who had some insights that they've never had before? Just raise your hand if something broke through. All right, wonderful. And later, remember what you learned. You can jot some notes down. We're going to have a chance to share at the end. Looking at your paper, the next thing is positive thinking and being militant. We have in our program turning negatives into positives. How many people really believe in policing your thoughts? All right. Yeah, we really have to learn to be militant about it, and as soon as we hear a negative, turn it into a positive. My brain talks to me all the time, and I started this exercise program, and I really wanted to continue with it, and almost every time I was ready to get in the car, my brain would say, "Oh, it's too far. You're too tired." And so I learned to say, "Thank you for sharing. Now shut up. I'm going." It's that addictive brain. It'll always talk to us. And it's our job. It's almost like your higher self has to be a parent. And just, if it's negative, turn it around. And we're going to do an exercise right now where I want you to get to ask for one positive word from your higher power. And then what you're going to do with that word is put it in a positive affirmation for the day. Now, don't get really intellectual with this. Just relax. Whatever the word is, joy, love, fun. And then just take a minute to write your affirmation on the paper. And then we're going to share with a different partner what you got. For the people who just came in, we're finding a positive word from our higher power. And we're making it into a positive affirmation for the day. First word that comes into your mind. Don't overthink it. I can see a few of those brains overthinking. Sure. Well, I'll give you an example. So you ask your higher power for a word. Okay, let's say my word this morning was joy, and my positive affirmation was, I feel joy, and then I share it with everyone I meet. So what you want to do is get your own positive word and create a positive affirmation, and then write it down. Once you have your word and your affirmation, stand up, and people find someone who's standing up to share with in partners. And also share how that feels. All right, everyone, coming back. All right, let's sit down. I notice that there is so much positive energy in this room. How many people felt that when you share that positive affirmation, you felt better? Raise your hand. What I do every single morning after I do my third step prayer, I ask for a positive keyword. I write it down, and I get a positive affirmation. My tough times are usually in the afternoon when I get tired and cranky. So I go, I say, what was that positive word? What was that positive affirmation? And I use it as a mantra, and I'll say it a few times. And it's pretty amazing. For me, that's turning the light on, connecting with my higher power. Because when I start to say that, all of a sudden I feel better. It's like, oh yeah, that's who I really am. That negative stuff, that's just our intellect. And it usually is related to our first 7 years, maybe what our parents said or what other people said about us, not what is really true for us. Looking at the paper, I hope everyone, the new people, did you get a paper? Wonderful. All right. So what is the next thing? Meditation and messages from our higher power. We do this sometimes in our meditation on the phone bridge. What I want you to do is think of a special place that you can go to get a special message from your higher power. And what we're going to do is create it in your mind and visualize it. It can be, some people love the mountains. Some people love the ocean. My favorite place is lying on a cloud in the sky with my hand behind my head. And you can see, it doesn't have to be realistic. It's just something that you can go to in your mind's eye that gives you serenity and peace. And then once you have that in your mind, I'm going to have you have this conversation with your higher power. You can write these down. What do I need to embrace in my life right now? What do I need to embrace, and what do I need to let go of? What do I need to embrace, and what do I need to let go of? And the answer can be anything. It can be something concrete, like a relationship with a person. It can be something abstract, like worry. It can be embracing maybe more patience. Whatever your higher power tells you in your special place. So any questions on what we're going to do? All right. So make sure you're comfortable. Put everything underneath and first create your magical special place. All right, coming back. And if you're ready, stand up and get a different partner to share what your experience was. Make sure the second person has shared. Coming back, start to wrap up. Remember, you can go to this special place anytime. When I'm really confused and I have a problem or challenging situation, I can just in 1 minute go to that special place and ask my higher power for a message. Sometimes I don't get it right away because I'm blocked. How many of you have been blocked ever? All right. That's when I know I have to work the steps with my sponsor, especially 1 through 4, to get to what is that thing that's blocking me. But I love that, working the steps. And then I'm clear to, again, connect to my higher power. Now, I told you before, I feel that God talks to me with the attributes that God wants me to have, the joy, love, gratitude. And there's a wonderful technique. I did present it 2 years ago, and I got the feeling, well, let me present it again, because it's something I use very often. It's an affirmation combined with a movement. And so it really gets in your feelings. And I use any words, joy, love, gratitude, appreciation, courage, kindness. So yell out one word that we will do together.
Love.
Love. Okay, I heard love first.
Graciousness.
Oh, graciousness is good too. Well, let's learn it with love. And what you're going to do, we're going to make a big circle. All right. First, let me just show you what you're going to do. You're going to put your right foot in the middle of the circle. We're going to put our hand out, and we're going to put that quality of love in the middle of our hand, from our forehead to the middle of our hand, and we're going to squeeze it. And then we're going to rock back and forth. And as we rock, we're going to say a word. These words, I am love. All right, so you only say the words when you're going in. I am love. We're going to do that three times all together. And then in the very last one, we're going to do this. I am love. Woo! And give it to our higher power. All right, any questions? So let's just make a circle just around the outer wall.
I have one question. Is it so on the fourth time or on the third time that we go?
Third time. Yeah. So on the third time you go woo. So you don't hold hands because your right foot is in the circle. All right, put out your right hand. All right. Make sure that love is in there. So just think in your mind love and put it into your hand. When you feel it, grab it. All right, here we go all together. I am love. I am love. I am love. Woo! All right, now don't sit down, okay? We're going to go around the room and just real quick in one or two words, just say, how did that feel? Starting over here.
It felt wonderful. It was like a release.
Mm-hmm. Exhilarating.
Empowering.
Full.
It just felt like love.
Yeah. freedom.
Fun.
Love.
Felt warmth.
Fun.
Goofy.
Uplifting.
Energizing.
Special.
Calming.
Exciting.
Physical.
Power.
Awkward.
Uplifting. Energizing.
Great.
Liberating.
And love.
Playful.
Fun.
Exhilarating.
Promising.
Energizing.
Palpable.
Exuberant.
Goose pimples.
Loving. So what I noticed was no matter what the word a person said, they had a smile on their face. And that's positive thinking. You can do that anytime with any word. So we have time. Why don't we do it with one more word? Someone said, Lindy, graciousness, courage,
gratitude.
Well, all these qualities are good. Why don't we do courage? I think most of us have experienced fear in our life. I know I work on courage a lot. So again, right foot in the middle. And from your mind to your palm, think courage. And grab that courage. All right, here we go. I am courage. I am courage. I am courage. Woo! All right, I'm not going to go around again, so everyone can sit down. Great job. You can make this practical in your life by doing it any time. I'm retired now, but I was a speech pathologist, as many of you know. And around lunchtime, I would think, I'm exhausted. So I would go into the bathroom and just mentally do this, you know, like I'd say, I am energized. And it really works. It's amazing. Because what we feed ourselves and our mind and our heart really comes out in how we feel and our actions. You can also create a prayer. And I like to create prayers for myself. Sometimes I do it weekly or monthly with whatever I'm working on. It's a wonderful tool, and it's just asking God for whatever you want. Now, the big book tells us not to ask for a specific request, but I always end my requests with, "Thy will, not mine, be done." Because many times our requests are what God wants, and I can feel that, like, if I'm thinking of something I want to do for someone or some quality I want to develop, when it's really right, I can feel it, you know, kind of over here, my solar plexus, like, yes. And if it has anxiety, like it's more about my selfish needs, I feel like a lump in my throat here. And you can begin to be aware of what you feel when you want a certain action. Obviously, if we're resentful or angry, it doesn't feel good. How many of you have created prayers in your life that you say? All right. We don't have time right now, but that's something you can put on your list. A personal prayer is always a wonderful thing. Now, the next one is deep breathing. We've done a little bit of that. This is more of a relaxation technique. And any time that you want to feel closer to your higher power, you have to be relaxed. In other words, if you're tense and uptight or anxious, it's kind of like that energy just doesn't come in. But when you relax and open up and breathe deeply, or sometimes I even, if I'm alone, I'll expand my hands like this and look up and feel like the sunlight, that's when higher power can come in. So let's just practice for a minute just some deep breathing. All right, make yourself comfortable. All right, and then just take a deep breath in. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. Hold it and out. 1, 2, 3. Okay, again, breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Then do 2 more on your own. Coming back, how do you feel? Just shout out how that made you feel. Relaxed, peaceful, in my body. Less tense, more present, grounded. Connected, clean. These are good words. I sometimes combine that with the pause, especially if you're trying to pause and you're like, all right, this is the time for something. You know, you want to pause and then breathe and relax. Another technique that I'm going to tell you for relaxation is you can take 2 or 3 fingers and go to the middle of your forehead. And just make a slow circle. It doesn't matter what direction. And as you make that circle, right, it's kind of where your third eye is. Then breathe in and breathe out as you do it. In and out. Just do that for about 3 more times. Coming back, I can see a lot of you don't want to stop. Isn't that relaxing? Yeah, and that just expands your beingness. So you're more present to hearing your higher power, those intuitive thoughts that come in. Looking on your sheet, the next topic is service and alignment with higher power. Someone once said to me, "How do I know my life purpose?" And I read somewhere, our life purpose is what we love to do. So all you have to do is think of what you love to do. And that has to do with service in giving, because I believe God has given us certain gifts, and that's where we want to do service. I'll tell you a quick story. I was involved in the Las Vegas Intergroup, and they were planning the retreat in Mount Potosi. And in the planning meeting, someone said to me, oh, Judy, why don't you buy the soda? And I felt like, ugh, you know, I don't want to buy the soda. I don't even like going shopping. So luckily, someone in the audience said, no, why don't we have Judy be chair of the entertainment? And that was like, yeah, I love that. You never have to do service in an area that you don't feel comfortable with or you don't like. We all have different gifts. And that's where you want to be of service, because that's why you have those gifts. What I want you to do now is just take a minute to write three areas that you love to give service in, or if you have never done it, that you like to give service in. It could be, I know some people are great at finances. Other people are artists or creative. Some people like public speaking. So just list those three areas. Once you have your areas, the next question that you're going to ask yourself is, what is my opportunity this week to give service in one of those areas? It can be in program or out of program. When you get that feeling, stand up, and again, we're going to share with a partner your three areas that you love and what might be an opportunity this week to be of service. We're going to take a minute to share up at the mic. So Roberta's going to start, and
Everybody, I'm Roberta. Hello. I'm Roberta, compulsive eater. I just wanted to share from one of our earlier exercises where we took an exercise to find a great place. And as I was searching for where that place was, the thought crossed my mind, this is like Disneyland. It's like an e-ticket ride at Disneyland. One of my favorite rides at Disneyland was Adventures Through Inner Space, where you, if you've never been on it, and it's no longer there, but you get on this machine and then you get made smaller. And then you're under a microscope, and then you go through the atoms of the... Anyway, the eyeball looks at you in the microscope. I love that as a kid. I love the idea of getting really, really little. And the place where I went was... although I did like the cloud example, I went inside me. I went into me, the place inside me, and it was just so wonderful. And I thought, this is the e-ticket ride. This is the e-ticket ride. It's in me, and I can get little and small and find my higher power. It was just, it made me smile to know that Disneyland's right here in this room. So thanks for letting me share.
That's great. Thank you, Roberta. And that's the thing that I love about these techniques. They're not like a 20-minute meditation. It's something you can do in 1 to 5 minutes just to get you back into, again, who you really are. Would anyone like to share on any insights they got about doing service this week? All right, come on up. I'm going to have you sign the sheet first.
Okay. I'm Johnny, compulsive eater. Hi, you guys. And writing down the service areas was very easy when she said, write down what you like to do. And, And so what I wrote down was I like creating flyers. I like leading discussions. I like planning for and then giving the lesson. And I like the registration part where you create the name tags and all that. That's easy for me. And so it really helped put it in perspective when she said, write down things that you already like doing. So that's what I wrote.
I'd like your number later. she's a valuable resource. All right, who else would like to share something that you maybe learned about yourself that you didn't realize about service? While she's signing, I just tell you, it's so simple, because with service, all we have to do is be ourselves. And it's what you would do naturally, and then it starts from the inside, and you just bring it out.
Hi, I'm Gina F., and a compulsive overeater. And I think the most powerful thing is saying, pick something that you like. I think I've been adjusting myself through much of my life just to try to be a, you know, put that square peg in that round hole. And it doesn't really occur to me to even think about, well, what is it that I like, you know? Because I'm just thinking, what do you need? And I think I might be able to be of more service and it come from a more authentic place if I consider myself in the equation more. So I just wanted to say that. Thanks.
It makes a big difference. I think this program has taught me to live from the inside out. Whereas before, I always lived from the outside. It was more important what you thought of me than what I thought of myself. A big difference. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Q. And you just said from the inside out. I really recommend people going to see that movie. It is wonderful. And it gives you insight about your insides and your outsides. And it's been a great connection for children and adults and so on. And when you said, what do you really enjoy doing? I enjoy doing service. I just do it automatically without thinking. And one of the things that I had the most fun doing is going around selling the raffle tickets, you know, and getting people to give me their money, you know. No, but I mean, it's just doing that. And that was one of the things I wrote down was I really enjoy See How, and I lead the Promises meetings on the 1 o'clock Thursday mornings, Thursday afternoon, East Coast time, you know, so come join me. And it was so beautiful that they did the fashion show with all of the Promises and tied them in with those stories. And that was just wonderful, just amazing. And then one more service thing that I'm going to do is that yesterday our meetings were interrupted with this beep, beep, beep. That was an Amber Alert for people in California. And the good news is that child was found and she's safe and sound. And so that was good.
Thank you, Q. Next thing I want you to do is get a piece of paper and I want you to make a big trash bag. And you can make this trash bag any way you want. I usually just do a narrow and then a big circle. I'm not an artist. But leave a big space in the middle because we're going to be writing stuff in our trash bag. What I want you to write in there, these are the character defects. Oh, God bless you. So when we did that technique where you ask God, what do you want me to let go of? That can go in there. This is being solution-oriented or transforming character defects into assets on here. And in there, I usually list the character defects I want to let go of. So like fear, anxiety, worry, anything that you want to let go of, you put in that trash bag. And then I want you to think of the opposite quality, and you're going to put that above the trash bag. These are things that you want to develop and not throw away. The opposite quality. So if you put fear in your trash bag, put courage on top. And I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Any questions? When you have yours written, this time just turn to a person close to you and share what you want to let go of and what you want to embrace. Coming back, I'm just going to have some people call out, and I'll bring the microphone to you. You don't have to say your name. Just three qualities or some of the qualities that you want to embrace. So let's start over here. Oh, you're sharing?
I want to embrace abstinence, courage, honesty, and staying positive.
Who else would like to share?
I want to replace jealousy or covetousness with contentment.
Beautiful.
I'd like to replace self-condemnation and judgment with self-acceptance and love.
It's a good one.
I want to replace competitiveness with cooperation.
I want to replace fear with trust.
These are beautiful. I love to have my sponsees who are doing a fourth step make this garbage bag and then put these qualities on 3x5 cards all over the house. And when they see it on the refrigerator, on the mirror, whatever, then they can make it into an affirmation. I am self-acceptance. I love myself. But just to visibly see it. Did you want to share?
My focus on other people, I would like to be focusing more on my own behavior.
Good one. All right, we have a very insightful group here. Look around. These are the people you can call on outreach. What are you working on? What are you embracing? All right, the next one is solution-oriented. I don't know about you, but in my disease, I really always focused on the problem, the victim, the this or the that. So what I do now to get some detachment from my problems, I like to picture myself on a mountaintop. And there's a technique, we're going to do it together, where I can put my problems in the third person. So I have a friend, we do this together, and I just call her up and I say, this is about me. I have a friend who's having trouble with her sister. And she's very upset about this, that, and that, and that. What would you do if you were her? It makes it very different when you're detached from the problem. So we're going to take a minute, and when you respond to the person, you're going to say, if I were that person, I would. And take a minute before you answer that person, because you want to get an insight from your higher power. You know, you want, I would really tell them to, you know, no. You want to get the highest answer that you can in that situation. If I were that person, I would write a note to God. I would share it with someone. I would, whatever comes to you. All right, do you understand the technique? Yeah. All right, so find someone you haven't shared with, okay? You're going to think of some situation from your higher power, and you're going to say, I have a friend who, yeah, the sister was the problem. I'm sorry, but not anymore. But you're going to say, I have a friend who, you're really talking about yourself. And then just briefly give the problem. You don't have to go into a lot of detail. The other person's going to check with higher power and say, if I were that friend, I would. And just maybe come up with a couple of solutions. All right, you got it? All right, find someone you haven't shared with and go for it. All right, coming back. How many of you felt you gained something from this technique? Yeah, it's very valuable to get that detachment. So our time is moving on. Let's go to sharing love and joy with self and others. This is all about giving compliments and focusing on the positive. Most of us aren't very good doing that with ourselves, and even harder with someone else. And I call it a love feast. And every day for my husband back there, I try to give him a love feast. I also give a love feast to our dog. And all that is, every day, our dog's name is Angel, by the way. I have her come up on the bed and I rub her around. I say, Angel, you have the cutest eyes. I just love how soft your fur is, and you are the sweetest dog. And she just like, oh, thank you so much. And every day when I say, you want a love feast, and I go like this on the bed, she's there. And the same thing with my husband or friends. People love for you to focus on the positive, and we do try to do that with ourselves too. What is the positive? And you can get a love feast from your higher power. You know, if you're feeling bad about yourself, just say, okay, higher power, tell me a few things that you think are good about me today. So I want to take just 1 minute. We don't have a lot of time. Turn to the person next to you and just give them one compliment. Even if you don't know them, you can say something positive. And then the other person is going to give them a compliment. I know it'll be hard to stay with one. If you have to do three, go ahead. All right, coming back. We have one more thing to do before we end today. Did you notice that when you give a compliment or love to someone, it's almost like it flows through you first and you feel better? How many people notice that? Yeah. So if you're feeling grouchy or judgmental, all you have to do, you can turn it around in 1 minute, is think of a compliment for someone. Really works. The same thing is true with gratitude, by the way. Gratitude, to me, is a place that God lives in. So if I'm getting critical or judgmental, I stop and I say, what am I grateful for today? That really helps. Turn over to the second page. And unfortunately, I have my name on there, Dear Judy. So you want to just block out Judy, and eventually, what I want to do is encourage you to create these for yourself. And what it is, we always do the seven tools, that's in the top. And then I've added some things that help me remember the spiritual tools of the day. So if you notice in about, going down after water, so we have weight, outreach calls, meetings, literature, anonymity, service, sponsoring, abstinence, water, I've added. And then I say my opportunity. That means my opportunity to give service or help someone that day. It can be as simple as smiling to someone in the grocery store or helping someone with their bags. The next one, what would I do differently? That's my 10th step. Then I have prayer, meditation, and pause. So I write down, where did I use those today? And I'm lucky my husband will meditate with me every morning. So we get up at 5 a.m. We meditate so I don't forget about it. Because once I get into action, I forget about meditating. And then, of course, prayer. I always do the third step prayer and then throughout the day. But where did I pause? Did I remember to pause? Especially in the afternoon or when I'm feeling tired or irritable. The next one is kindness. Did I show kindness to myself and others? Then positive thinking. How did I do with that? How many times did I think negatively? Did I fall into that trap? I mean, these are not areas where, believe me, I'm perfect. It's just an awareness. After that is mantra. And as I told you, I like to create a mantra for the day. Like fun, or I'm having fun, or I am joy. And just when I get into that negative thinking, just repeat it over and over and over again. Positive affirmations, and then food for the day. Now, yours can look totally different, but it's adding the spiritual tools to remind yourself. Especially as you go longer in the program, you always remember, like for me, I remember the basics, the seven tools, the 12 steps, but I often forget the pause. And again, I'm lucky that Bob will say to me, if I start worrying about something, oh, don't you need to do that pause? What about your other techniques? It's good to remind your partner to help you. Yes.
So, Judy, I love this. So now, are you doing this in the morning, first thing in the morning, or is this something that you fill out at night? Because some of them, it looks like, you know, it could be either or. So do you fill it out all throughout the day?
Yes, I usually fill it out at night. And Robin, you want to sign over there? What I do is I call my journaling my dessert at dinner time. And at dinner, when I want to eat more and I'm done, I take out my journal, I write my food for the next day, and then I look this over. And don't think you have to be perfect. This is not to beat ourselves up at all. It's just to be aware, you know, that awareness of what can be helped the next day. What would people add to this list? If you want to add, Lindy, come on up.
I have a list that's similar, and I have on there to remember to take my vitamins, because it's something that if I'm in a hurry, I won't take the time to do it. I also put in their movement, so I don't put workout, because that'll make me feel like, oh, I have to go, you know, jog 15 miles. But I have movement? If I did a lot of yard work, that's movement. If I did housework, that's movement, because exercise beats depression, and the root underneath a lot of eating is that level of depression, however it shows up. So did I move? Did I get the blood flowing?
So. Okay, don't forget to sign the form. Those are great ideas. I forgot to put exercise. Okay. Who else has some things they would like to add? Come on up if there's something on here. Outreach calls. Yeah. Yes.
One thing that helps me quite a bit, and it's easy to forget, is during my morning meditation, I typically reflect on scripture and the gospel of the day, you know, and I'll take one word out of it. And like this morning, Jesus invites his disciples out to a lonely place to get some rest. And I just love that. A lonely place to get away with him in a lonely place, you know, and I'll just keep that in mind. It's all right to be lonely with my higher power, you know, and he calls me to that place. And so I'll just remind myself about that because it kind of keeps me detached from the world. So that's what I do. One thing or one item that comes up in my morning meditation, I keep it with me all throughout the day.
That's beautiful. And if you have a special religion, of course, you know, many people I know read the Bible, or it's whatever is going to enhance your spiritual life. And with that, we only have a couple of minutes. So thank you. I loved sharing with you. And oh, thank you so much. And let's end with the Serenity Prayer. So everyone get up. We'll make a circle.
To change the things I can.